just a bunch of white trash. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Here is Regis Philbin talking about Michael Gelman.
Look what's happening to men these days.
Mm-hmm.
Forget the square jaw, the rugged complexion, the tough guy macho attitude. What women really want is a man with full lips and feminine features.
The Don and Mike Show.
Good morning. Oh, hi there.
And Regis?
A-Rod, here's your boy.
Right.
Bottom buddies, Don and Mike.
Sure. We're talking with Regis.
Why are you gay?
Why?
Why?
Has anybody at all shown up to have their car, themselves sprayed in the car?
No, under normal circumstances, you know, not to toot our own horn too much. If we were out there doing it, people might come by. It's the Matt factor. It's purely the Matt factor. Now, if you were basically removing both of his toenails with a pair of pliers, you wouldn't be able to get in the parking lot.
That's right.
That's really the way people respond to Matt.
Yeah.
Having Matt just, in a nice friendly way, squirt them.
I know you just said something, and you said it in a kidding fashion. Would there be any way that we could remove his big toenails?
No.
No.
Not without, like, the police coming and all
screaming.
That. It would be, but
what
it would
if
be
we
illegal.
A, what if we... I remember when I had an ingrown something in one of my toenails. I had to go to a podiatrist where they actually numbed up my foot and removed the toenail.
I believe if they're putting heat on the United States government for torturing people down in Guantanamo Bay, that they would probably put a little heat on us,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's kind of a surgery.
Yeah.
But the way Mike,
I mean,
Mike described it would just be people coming down with shears of some sort,
pliers,
to
have a tug,
and
then slowly but surely rip the nail out of the top of the toe.
When you had an ingrown, they didn't take the whole nail, did they?
They
just sort of shaped it. That's what they did for me.
Yeah. No, they took for me.
You remember when he got his done and he had to come in with the hospital slippers on?
Yeah.
Wow, that was way back. That's when you first started working for us, right?
That's right. I was 10.
10 years young.
It was 27 years ago.
Good Lord.
Hey, numbnuts.
Yeah.
Hey, enjoying the show.
Hey.
How would you feel about,
how's the weather?
Not just listeners. What was that, Robbie?
How's the weather out there?
Hot, hot, hot.
It's still going to be a scorcher. Temperatures, again, very dangerous. Check on the elderly. Make sure they're okay.
You okay, Buzz?
I'm all right.
How would you feel if Mike and I tried to pry off one of your toenails using pliers?
I get to tap into that absinthe stash you got up there first?
You mean with alcohol, you'd let us do it?
You'd need that.
What can I say? I'm easy when I'm drunk.
You know. Yeah, he is a jackass.
Is there any release possible that's floating around out there that would allow us to attempt to tug on one of his toenails with a pair of pliers?
There's a file cabinet called the fantasy release. that's where we have the fantasy release.
Surgeries,
that we dream about. Let me take you there for just a second, if I might. It's you and me.
Yes.
It's the opening of, say, a Monday broadcast, you know, when everybody kind of lopes in here on Monday afternoon.
Yeah.
And Matt is here. We do the opening patter about our various activities on the weekend, and he's sitting there to the left in a barber chair that we've rented, all right? And his feet are up, and he is tied. He is really tied firmly to the chair with those little twist ties you use for stereo equipment.
Oh, like the kind they use on Cops now.
And his feet are elevated.
On the TV show Cops.
They are extra double tied so as not to have any extraneous movement.
Mike, it's not a barber chair. You got to read the release. It's an OBGYN table.
Okay, perfect. An OBGYN. His feet are actually up in the stirrups.
Right.
But he's fastened there. You know, he can't possibly move. He's secured there. And you and I both have, I'm trying to think, Craftsman. That's what I'd like to have. Craftsman with the rubber handles, both red.
Nice. Could we please have the kind that has the adjustable pliers so it can either be big?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you do have that, and then I have the regular pliers. And we start, and what you would do, I would just pinch and tug. What you would need to do would be, once I pulled out a little, look who's coming in. Look who's coming in with a look of total joy on his face.
I have a pair of channel locks that are this big.
He's taking it seriously.
You get the release, and we'll do it.
Okay.
Okay, Joe?
He's on it.
Call Mrs. Feldman.
That's Goldstein.
Just trying to help.
I know. Look at him.
No, I meant the lawyer.
And then You would have to do the thing where you twist the tightener to such a point where you get a firm grip on the nail.
I got you right.
And it would be slipping occasionally because they always slip. So you'd have to do it tighter and tighter and tighter. And then in frustration, this is my fantasy world here.
Right.
In frustration, get ready for this.
Okay.
In frustration, yeah, you would throw down your wrench because it's not working well enough. Grab my pliers because you know that's a guarantee. And then bingo, bit over, entire nail is sitting there dripping, dripping with Matt's blood.
I'd love it.
Right.
I'd love it. And I want to say this is your fault.
Yes.
When we started today's show, mm-hmm, what seems like 20 hours ago,
right?
I believe when he was outside effing up as he always does,
mm-hmm,
you said we got to torture him, and I said I'm sick of torturing him.
I understand,
but now you've won me over to your side.
Sure.
Except if Friday's his last day,
yes, it is.
It's really got to be something that will be memorable,
special,
something special for Matt. They won't let us take his toenail off, but they'll let us do something very special.
I bet that if he signed a release, they would allow us to at least tug on his toenails with pliers, not to the point of ripping them off.
Right, right.
Just to the point of pulling on his toenails
discomfort
with pliers.
But see, I like the idea of doing something, if it's his last day, of doing something where he would permanently remember us.
Permanently. Well, I mean, see, again, we can't disfigure him.
How about a body shaving?
How about a tattoo?
Oh, a tattoo would be good.
A nice tattoo, I mean, on the bicep, on the arm.
It's got to say, I am an ass.
That is brilliant, because that is exactly what I was thinking. I am an ass. See if Mr. McZipalix outside would go for that one.
Oh, I kind of got mixed feelings about that.
Yeah, we can rip
start working out to show off the tattoo.
We can rip out a bloody toenail, but you have mixed feelings about the tattoo.
Because then I'm going to have to start working out when people want to see it.
How about on your forehead?
Just he has not agreed.
Just on your forehead, the word ass.
Well, then how am I going to check it out?
All right, we'll write it backwards so you can read it in a mirror.
I got another idea for a tattoo we could put on him. This is just an idea.
Okay, right? Sure.
It would be, he would never be able to go to the beach again. What if on his back, right across his back,
yeah,
we wrote, pop my zits. Permanently.
Or how about this? Just pussy could be interpreted in quite a few different ways.
Sure.
What's another word like ween?
Ween? Ween on board? How about stain on board?
Spaz. Stain. I would like to keep it, I think.
How about F-stick, but we write the real word?
Right.
Right across his chest.
Matt, how would you feel about F-stick?
On your right above your nipple.
Right above the nipple.
Or on your arm. You know what? On an area you pick.
Or
that's so
anything.
Strong. That's so water. That's coming to the net. That is so strong.
No, because he'll anywhere. Want it like by his genitals.
Would you, Matt?
Bingo.
It would remind him what they're for.
No, anywhere but that area where it would have to be in an area where
you could show
someone,
on TV.
Someone.
How about on the back of your neck?
I'm not sure tattoos are kosher.
Well, you're going to be buried in like what? An Orthodox graveyard?
Well, not anymore.
Not anymore. He's excited now. We're talking to him. Not anymore. I'm Matt the intern. Come down and get hosed. I'll take a tattoo and have my toenail ripped out at the same time.
I still am fond of just either I'm an ass.
I'm an ass. On his arm.
I'm an ass.
What about I'm an ass on your arm?
I don't want to get a tattoo.
Oh.
Especially if something stupid like that. How am I supposed to get chicks with I'm an ass?
Exactly. What does Rob want to put on?
Rob wants to put swastika on it.
God. Oh my God.
We're not doing that.
That's not going to happen, Rob.
Hey, listen,
so tattoo is your sensitive area, huh?
So to speak.
I don't know. It's a little.
What if we shaved you bald?
Oh, I might be able to handle that.
You know, see, the thing is we've done that so many
times.
We
have, yes.
And what we want is something that will remind him of his time on the show.
Correct.
That's why simply I'm an ass.
How about this? This is a pretty good compromise. If we shaved him bald, including his goatee and his mustache, but then tattooed his scalp.
No, oh, come on.
Because that way it would be covered when it grew out.
And it would be forever. He would know it was us. And like when he got to be elderly,
do you have any
if his hair fell out.
Are you talking, any bald people on your mom's side of the family?
No.
Are you talking about actively, I mean, trying to draw an entire head of hair?
No, just the word ass.
No, you shave his head, cue ball bald.
Right, I'm with
you. And then we write on top of his head.
Ass, it or I'm an ass.
Small, I'm an ass. It's with him forever. No one would see it.
I got you. It's like Damien 666.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And maybe we could put it right above the hairline.
Mm-hmm. Matt, I got news for you.
What's that?
You are being head shaved on Friday, and we need a real good tat artist, please, Johnny, to come down.
It's going to have to be a delicate procedure.
It's going to have to be a nice
you want
font.
Sprayed?
Oh, he's got a customer.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
No, I'm going to spray you in your car. Yeah, stay right there with the windows down.
Here we go.
You're rolling the window up, and he's driving away.
Sure.
Yeah, he's funny.
You sold the concept so well, Matt. I can't understand how people that are coming by don't get it.
Are you sure you want to be in radio and not sales?
He'd be a good He would be perfect in radio sales.
I think just right on, if it would not, and as much as I'd like it to be painful, I think, would it be possible, like, just right on the top of his head?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm an ass.
Absolutely.
Or just ass.
And I can't imagine that would hurt.
The hair would grow back and no one would see it ever, but
it would be a
memory.
The next time he has to have his head shaved for a lice scare, everyone would see he's an ass.
We'd be making a memory for him.
And when he went into the academy.
Matt?
Yeah.
A tattoo where no one will ever see it.
It'll be a farewell to the best intern we've had this summer.
Tradition unlike any other.
Thanks for the qualifier. A tattoo of I'm an ass.
On your head.
On top of your head.
On your shaved head.
That makes it much better.
He's thinking on the tippy top of your head.
And as long as you grow your hair out, no one will know it's there. And we'll shave your beard.
It's a win-win, right?
It's a complete face hair removal, followed by a tattoo of I'm an ass on top of your head.
Mike, let's call it a tagging. We're going to tag him.
We're going to tag you.
We're going to tag you. We're going to brand you. So that anyone that finds you, future civilizations will find you, will shave you down and know immediately you are a horse's ass.
And miraculously, if your career path takes you on, not a possibility, to bigger and better things, you will always have us to remember.
Right.
And then as you get to be an older man, if in fact, You're not wiped out in some toilet cleaning accident, some mishap. But as you start to lose your hair, eventually that lucky Mrs. Matt the Pole will be running her fingers through that oily mess, and she'll say, "Oh my God, there's a message underneath your hair." it's like a Ouija board. Hold on, it says ass.
And you know what, Matt? We are taking advantage of your youthful exuberance for the show, the ability that you have taken everything we can give you. We do want to give you this kind of send off.
I appreciate that.
But, of course, it does hinge on you. And if this would be the one time when you were not able to find your testicles on the show, that would be understood also.
Understand also that it's a giant gift from myself and Mike. And
we'd be popping for the tattoo artist.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to pay a cent.
No charge to you.
Just to get a tattoo that says, I'm an ass, written on my head.
Top of the head.
After your head is shaved.
Free. Mm-hmm.
Well, naturally after it's shaved.
And, hey, you know what?
Yes.
Really? How about this? Not during the show, of course, but at the end of the day, I'll pop for a ball cap for you. Real nice one, too. Maybe one of those trucker's hats.
What do you say, stupid?
No. I'm not getting a tattoo on my head.
He has That's a victory, in my opinion. That is it. You have turned us down.
We beat you.
We beat you, Matt.
Right.
We beat you.
We beat you.
We beat you.
We finally found it, you son of a bitch.
You're a pussy.
Let's renegotiate here.
Yeah, see?
No, there's no negotiating.
What's the renegotiation, Matt?
I don't know. How about something other than I'm an ass?
You mean perhaps just ass?
I don't know.
How about moron?
How about just moron?
How about something a little less degrading that I'm going to have to look at for the rest of my
life?
Retard.
Hold on.
How about tard?
Tard.
Mongo. No, I know. That's
stain? Stain would... People wouldn't be able to. I mean, when he's in a nursing home.
I like retard. Mm-hmm. It's like stamping him what he truly is.
Yeah, he won't. What do you think?
What, retard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not retarded.
You know what? Come up with your
own. Really retarded.
And we'll approve it.
All right, so I'm supposed to come up with my own tattoo to brand.
John says, how about I love Don and Mike?
He's thinking.
No, see, that's too nice, though, because someone's going to shave his head and go,
How about this
is a nice boy, because he loves America's two favorite, most
How about Don and Mike?
Underappreciated disc jockeys.
Without the love. No, Don and Mike would not be under.
I'm sorry. I've got to ball up what remaining strength I have to make a fist and say, no, it's either ass, moron, tard, some word that describes him. Please, guys.
On the top of his head.
Yeah,
the top of his head. Here's a negotiation point. Or if it's not the top of his head, where it's going to be hidden forever, a negotiated tattoo on some other part of his body.
And if it was an arm or a bicep, it would have to say, I'm an ass. And maybe the word hole after it. I'm an a-hole.
These are the things you're going to need to think about, Matt.
Right.
It's sarcastic, right.
Mm-hmm. But we need an answer, like, right now.
Exactly.
About me putting a ass tattooed onto some part of my body.
Right.
Yeah. On your head.
You strike a hard bargain there, Don.
Yeah, I know it, because we really don't need interns around here. Being as the station's already hired you for some menial job, we can blow your ass out of here tomorrow, and guess what? We'll still have a great show. Or you could be a part of the history of the show that you love and you want to be identified with.
You could go down in infamy.
You could be the intern who finally called our bluff.
You could be one of the greats.
I'm not getting an ass tattoo.
Ass tattoo. Now we're thinking.
I think he doesn't like the word ass.
Yeah, I know, but it just got me to thinking about something else. Putting a tattoo there.
How about if we put the S word on your head? That way you'd be an S head. That just said S-H-I on your head.
And, you know, we're sitting here coming up with all these ideas. You're the one that knows you. Oh, time's up.
Time's up.
What do you want tattooed on you?
How about a nice Star of David?
A Star of David. God, you're an ass. You truly are.
That's why I don't need it tattooed on me. It's just obvious.
I don't need it tattooed on me.
Yes, you do.
My name is Matt. I'm just so excited to be on the radio, and I'm grinning right now. I wish that we could order you to do this. All I could do is say it would be your last great stunt, mm-hmm. which rhymes with another word I'd love to put on your head, for the show. Matt, seriously, either you're with us or you're on the street. Real pressure. Come on, boy.
No tattoos.
I'm not digging around with you.
No tattoos.
Goodbye forever.
Goodbye. You will never be remembered. There he goes.
I forgot.
Yes, the microphone has been turned off.
There, who goes?
I didn't realize we were to that level.
Of course.
Right.
Amazing grace.
And the thing is, any of those tags that we wanted to put on him could later be used to identify him.
Yes.
In case of a nuclear emergency.
There were simply remains left.
They would say, oh.
One could say, oh.
Moron.
That's the guy from the Don and Mike show.
Ass.
Ass. No, I didn't. Imagine you see the CSI at the scene of the investigation going, oh, I distinctly remember the Don and Mike show had an intern who had ass tattooed on top of his head.
I guarantee you what, we could find a listener mm-hmm. who would come down and would do it. No prize, sure. no right. money,
I remember
no nothing.
A lovely lady who had Don and Mike tattooed in a very mm-hmm. special spot.
I remember the woman who had This Is Sam Huff
right.
tattooed right next to her vagine.
Yeah, and she wasn't even married.
It was a special moment.
And so there was going to have to eventually be a wedding night when she had to explain that.
Mm-hmm. We're going to go to break, come back with the news. If you would like to have your head shaved and the word ass tattooed on the top of your head on Friday's show, shoot us an email, why don't you?
Love to hear from you.
Drop us a line.
DonandMikeWebsite.com. Shoot us the email. Johnny, can you handle that?
Absolutely.
And we'll show Matt just how easy it is.
Okay, and really,
to forget him.
Take his little slide card away from him.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yes. So long.
Let Joe do it.
I wish you good luck in your future endeavors. What's your name?
Who was that guy?
I have no idea. I don't remember.
Who was that intern we had that we thought had so much promise? And you and I remember, Mike, we talked about making him a permanent part of the show?
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, I know. It was some guy. Some little guy.
Some ass.
Yeah, don't remember his name, though. His name that will never cross my lips again.
Why do you favor rape?
Oh, that's right, Matt. That's it.
Very good.
This is the Don and Mike Show.